Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who could possibly be ready to beat Migs?
This guy.
I know I sure am, because we made it, Steve. It is Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
I won the last game.
I feel like my daughter, I don't know if Barrett's like this. Whenever Tatum is excited, she just uncontrollably just starts jumping.
I love that.
She's like, whatever. She's just jumping. Are you just so happy that you just can't stop moving? She's like, yes, Daddy. I'm like, that is, I wish we did that as adults.
We do every Friday when we play Beat Migs.
Well,
and that's exactly it, okay?
I did not know that we were capturing the spirit of a toddler.
Let's get to our contestant this morning. It is Coleman from Seattle. Coleman, are you there?
I am here.
All right, Coleman's in the house. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Cheat sheet?
Oh, Coleman, were you listening to the Jamie cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Wow.
No, I don't normally hang out in men's room.
More of a ladies' room guy. All right, for those playing along at home, Coleman has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is Batman's sidekick?
Robin.
Correct. A bibliophile is someone who loves what?
Books.
Yes. How many countries border Italy?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No. Who was the only Beatle without facial hair on the Let It Be album cover?
John Lennon.
Yes. What do you call the colored part of the eye?
Iris.
That's right. In what 90s year did SpongeBob SquarePants debut?
98, 97, 99.
99, yes. What species lives both on land and in water?
An amphibian.
Correct. Who was Dean Martin's comedy partner for 10 years?
Jerry Lewis.
That's right. In baseball, what do you call a pitch with no spin on the ball?
Knuckleball.
Yes. What city is known as Motown?
Detroit.
Yes. And with time to spare, Coleman, you got 9 correct. Oh, Steve is going down.
In Italy, though, right?
What's that?
I missed about Italy, though. Damn.
Yes. Well, you know who's not going to get that one right is Steve.
Wow.
Because he's the worst Italian ever, according to our friend Paula.
So. Shout out to Paula. Sometimes I don't know my noodles.
Okay. Well, it's not a noodle question, but you're about to find out what it is, Steve. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy. Let's go. Who is Batman's sidekick?
Oh, that's Robin.
It is. A bibliophile is someone who loves what?
Definitely not me, but it's books.
Yes. How many countries border Italy?
Four.
Yes.
Yeah. How about that? Shout out to Paula.
The only Beatle without facial hair on the Let It Be album cover.
I'm feeling Paul McCartney.
No.
John Lennon?
Yes. What do you call the colored part of the eye?
It's a great Goo Goo Doll song. Iris.
It is. In what 90s year did SpongeBob SquarePants debut?
98.
No.
99?
Yes. What species lives both on land and in water?
An amphibian.
Yes. Who was Dean Martin's comedy partner for 10 years?
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Yes. In baseball, what do you call a pitch with no spin on the ball?
A fastball.
No.
A knuckleball?
Yes. What city is known as Motown?
Detroit.
Steve Nicks.
You jinxed it, Taryn.
Because you know Italy so well.
Thank you.
You got a perfect 10. Sorry, Coleman, you did so well.
How did he do?
He got 9.
Good game, Steve.
Great game, Coleman.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Hey, Paisan.
And they say that.
The only one that Coleman didn't get right was the Italy question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You just crushed it. And you made Paula proud in the process.
It was a very lucky guess. I ain't going to lie.
You know, I'm looking at the clock, Steve. And
yes.
In 28 hours, somebody could be playing Beat Migs live with us in person.
In Puyallup, in Sunrise Village, over at the Red Dog.
It's going to be so much fun. If you want to bring your dogs, you can do that. Because they're dog friendly. If you want to bring your children, you can do that because they're family friendly. And if you want to join us, we're going to be there at noon. And you can get all the details on the fun we're going to have at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the coolest, wildest, or most unexpected onstage collaboration you've ever witnessed? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, I have a couple that involve Eddie Vedder, actually.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Soundgarden. What is the coolest, wildest, or maybe most unexpected onstage collaboration you've ever witnessed with your own eyes? 206-803-ROCK. We are asking this because Sammy Hagar kicked off his The Best of Both Worlds Las Vegas residency.
Last time Sammy Hagar played with us, was it at Pain in the Grass?
Yes.
I never saw him live, and when I saw him live, I'm like, this guy knows how to bring it. We were all sitting together.
Yes, he blew me away both times I saw him. This show opened with a new song called Encore, Thank You, Goodnight. And he says that Eddie Van Halen came to him in a dream, and that's what that song was all about.
Okay.
And then during the show, he had a surprise appearance from somebody named Kesha during Ain't Talking About Love.
Now, to set this up, so Michael Anthony, who used to be in Van Halen, who's now always been like connected to the side of Sammy Hagar, like when all the beef went down with everybody, he stuck with Sammy Hagar. He's singing the vocals for that song, which is kind of cool that he gets the chance to kind of just do his own thing. And then they bring out Kesha, and you're thinking, okay, she's going to sing along with them, right? This is what happened. And there's not more to this audio. This is what happened with Kesha performing. Kesha! That was her call. I was thinking, oh, she's going to sing like a verse. No, she was probably just there partying on the side of the stage. And she just jumped on stage and just started dancing with Sammy Hagar going, hey, 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 hey.
It's not to be a lot of fun to see, but
very
I
random.
Would be like, when is she going to do more?
Yes.
When is she going to do more? What is the coolest, wildest, or most unexpected onstage collaboration you have ever witnessed? 206-803-ROCK. Kelly from Marysville, what was that moment for you?
About 20 years ago, I went and saw Puppetry of the Penis.
Yes, I remember Puppetry of the Penis. This is hilarious.
Okay, what is that?
The greatest show of all time.
It is, and I'm so sorry for all the men out there, but they literally come out and they pull it, they stretch it, and they use the whole package, and they make animals out of it.
It sounds ridiculous, and it is, but I remember seeing it, and they will turn like the twigs and berries into like a hamburger or a bird, and they have like a video screen behind them. The whole thing is just completely bonkers, but like this was like a phenomenon for like a half a minute.
They do like a butterfly. They'll do a turtle.
Wasn't that at like the Moore Theater?
I think so.
I wonder if you got VIP passes and that included, like, you know, some backstage access. What kind of things are going down backstage at the puppetry of the penis show?
Well, I think the P doesn't stand for package in that. Well, maybe it does in a way. Dude. This just triggered a crazy one of the couple of times in my career where I've been suspended on the radio is because of puppetry of the penis.
How many times have you been suspended?
I think three.
And what did you say that got you suspended?
We had them on the show and we didn't do anything vulgar, but they performed, they showed us what they were doing. And I don't know why, but our general manager at the time thought it'd be interesting to come in and watch.
Oh, no.
But I don't know what he was expecting because he saw what we all saw. And then he was so offended by that that we got into a lot of trouble. And then he said that the content was questionable, blah, blah, blah. Even though he was like, he was so intrigued by it that he came down to check it out. But then all of a sudden he had like second thoughts and then suspended us.
Oh, no.
All because of puppetry of the penis.
206-803-ROCK. Chandler from Tacoma, what is the coolest, wildest, or most unexpected onstage collaboration you've witnessed?
Hi there, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Chandler? Good morning.
Hey, so I have not seen it yet, but I'm going to go see Primus at the White River Amphitheater in June with Perfect Circle and Pucifier. And from what I've read, they're going to rotate three song set lists, and the bands are going to play back and forth with each other through the whole entire concert.
Chandler, I'm going to that show, and I am so flippin' excited. I can't even express to you how stoked I am.
Yeah, I am crazy excited because I haven't seen Primus since they opened for Slayer back before COVID.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will see you there. Chandler, maybe we'll be in the pit.
Absolutely, I will be there.
It's funny you bring up because my buddy Craig just texted me to remind me of another crazy onstage collaboration that when Alice in Chains got back together, speaking about a Tool or maybe James Keenan, who, you know, is with the Perfect Circle and Pucifer, Alice in Chains didn't have a lead singer. So
just
brought all their friends up on stage. It was at the Showbox Soto, which was called, I think, the premiere at the time. And they brought Maynard James Keenan up, and he did Them Bones and Man in the Box. And I'm telling you, when he busted into the chorus of Man in the Box, there were a lot of tears in the crowd, but there was 100% goosebumps. Oh. Everybody was just like, what are we witnessing? And there was a lot of other great singers like Pat Lachman from Damage Plan. He sang a bunch of songs. He was awesome. Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud before he went off the deep end. He was fantastic as well. Yeah, the Wilson sisters, they went up there and sang some songs too. It was one of the coolest concerts ever.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Tacoma, what is the wildest onstage collaboration you've witnessed?
So it was Lollapalooza 1993, and Green Day was actually, they were really hitting, I think Dookie had just come out or something like that, and so they were on the second stage, performed there, and then they were the opening act on the main stage. They came out, performed a couple of songs, and then they brought out this guy, I don't know who he was, honestly, but he was dressed up in drag, like bra, panties, thigh-high stockings, high heels.
Probably Fat Mike from No Effects.
Could have been. But they did. They performed Rock You Like a Hurricane with this guy singing, dressed up. It was amazing. Like, I will never forget it. Probably the most. I mean, I've seen a lot of great concerts, obviously, growing up in Seattle. But, I mean, I'll never forget that performance.
Well, those are the reasons why we go see concerts, in my opinion, is when you just don't know what's going to. That's why when a band just like kind of do their songs and just get up there and get off the stage, you're like, okay, I could have just sat at home and listened. But when bands do random crap like that, good or bad, like if it works, great. If it fails miserably in front of everybody, awesome as well. But that's the fun of going to see a band live.
That's the memory that everybody's going to talk about until the end of time.
Now, Taryn, when we go to commercials, would you like for me to show you some videos of the puppetry?
I'm very curious. So the answer is yes.
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The New York Mets are paying tribute to one of their oldest fans who passed away. But the issue is, people are goofing on his name.
No.
And rightfully so. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Speaking of puppetry of the penis.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
This week, the New York Mets were doing a tribute to one of their oldest and biggest fans. It all kind of started on Facebook, and his name immediately caught the attention of everyone.
Yes.
This was the post. We are saddened to learn of the passing of Seymour Wiener. SportsCenter even paid tribute to this man.
Day, though, began with the loss of a legend, with the announcement Seymour Wiener has died. 98 years old, Wiener became a fan favorite last season when the team honored him as their veteran of the game. And then he became an icon when they brought him back for Dollar Hot Dog Day with the tagline, "Everyone loves a Wiener."
Okay. I did hear that. I mean, obviously, sad that he's passed, but he apparently had a very good sense of humor about the name and had some fun with it as well. But if you ever see a picture of the guy, he just looks like the crankiest, just grizzled old military dude. Like, he's got, like, he almost looks like Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's a good call out, Steve. Yeah.
You think this man wasn't already tough when he went to fight in Italy during World War II? He grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He said he was teased because of his name growing up, but it was one of the highlights of his life to get this fame with the Mets so late in his storied life. 98 years old, Seymour Wiener, Navy man, greatest generation indeed.
So he was a seaman?
Steve.
I'm sorry. Oh, you know, who should apologize? The parents. Who thought, like, nobody, everybody passed off on this as a name?
Apparently so.
I did hear, I think, like, the name was actually pronounced Weiner. But
sure.
Still, it's spelled Wiener.
Dude, when I saw this post, I had to double check because I thought it was a meme. I thought it was fake.
Yeah. And dude, I mean, but here's even when he was at one of the games with the New York Mets.
And here he is, our veteran of the game, Seymour Wiener.
Imagine being at that game.
I mean, if that's your name, I think you have to lean into it.
It's amazing. So, I love that the Mets had that much love for the guy, though.
And I know he's no longer with us, but I like to think he would enjoy some of the comments.
Oh, the comments are priceless.
They're all over the place, so yes. We're going to go straight to the comments.
And we figured, who better to read the comments about the late, great Seymour Wiener than Bart Simpson? Because a lot of people made the assumption that it was a Simpsons joke because, remember, he used to prank call and ask for Seymour Butts. So are you ready for the first comment about the passing of Mets superfan Seymour Wiener?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the guy Bart Simpson is always calling Mo for?
Yes, it's exactly that. No, it was his cousin, Seymour Butts.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And in his dying breath, he whispered to the doctor, "I'd really love to see just one more."
Wiener. Seymour Wiener.
Please.
Seymour Wiener was a war veteran. He fought in the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That one might have killed me.
Was also saddened by the passing of groundskeeper Michael Hunt.
Oh, yeah, good old Michael Hunt.
Yeah, I get it.
Some of his friends call him Mike.
Yeah, some do. We won't, because we want to keep our license.
Is survived by his traumatized son, Seeless.
Again, why would your parents name you Seymour? And the options of names are endless. And your last name is Wiener. Seymour, that sounds like a joke name for a vasectomy doctor.
Totally.
Yeah.
He is survived by his wife, Dixie Normus.
Good old Dixie.
Dixie's a sweet lady. Nothing but love to Dixie.
She didn't want to take his last name, though.
No, and the
Normus.
And the entire Normus family is grieving.
Really hope his middle name was Harry.
Oh, I think if it's not, he probably legally changed it to that. All right, one more comment about the passing of Seymour Wiener.
Came for the comments. Wasn't disappointed.
Nope, me neither.
R.I.P. Seymour Wiener.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman took road rage to a whole nother level. And a crappy level at that. Quite literally.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Beastie Boys. You're waking up. You're having your caffeine and you're feeling overwhelmed with the world of pop culture because there's so much going on right now. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A woman took her road rage up a notch or 12 to a very crappy level. Quite literally. And we're going to tell you what happened with that in just a minute. But first, Green Day. Big celebration. They got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, honoring all their contributions to music over the years. This is Billy Joe Armstrong talking to the crowd.
Yeah, this is kind of like being at your own funeral. And but I don't know what to say. Anyways, thank you to all of our friends that bought our records and come to our shows. We love you guys so much. Our band, our extended band is Jason White and Jason Fries.
So in order to be in Green Day's band, you have to have the name Jason?
Yeah, of course. The Jasons.
I always forget that there's more than just the three. That's cool that they gave a nod to those
guys.
My favorite thing about this whole thing, too, I don't know if you guys saw it, was the picture that he posted on his Instagram where he's standing next to a poster of his when he was, like, they first started.
A baby.
Yes.
And it's, like, just seeing him, you know, so many years ago and then him standing next to it. It's just, like, and he's just, like, this is just the most surreal moment.
Kevin Preston. Well, thank you guys a lot. Thank you.
And it was weird because they're like, yeah, you got to hurry it up. We only have a minute left for the ceremony. And Billy Joe had this to say.
Give me a break. 1 minute left. 1 minute left. You're going to give me 1 minute?
They're like, yeah, we have a star for Justin Bieber. And he's just
I'm
like,
not Justin Bieber, you mother.
It's just crazy.
What the
Another WTF moment. And speaking of Green Day, you know, one of their records was called Dookie, and that seems like the perfect transition to this story. As a woman in Pennsylvania was so upset. We all deal with road rage, and some people handle it differently. This lady decided to handle it. Well, she ran over to the other car and pooped on the hood. Yes, she actually did that, and she's been arrested because, well, she was arrested for depositing waste on the highway. Here's the moment. Somebody caught it on cell phone, and you can kind of just hear the insanity. I'm shocked that nobody called her a piece of ass. Yeah.
I mean, the top 10 things I would do in a road rage situation, that's not going to be on that list.
It's great. Billy Joe was there, and he had this to say about the incident.
What the f***?
Yeah, same here.
Are you familiar with Jill Sobule?
I am. I forgot all about her name until I heard this tragic story, and I forgot how much I was a fan of hers back in... She's like the quintessential... folk alt-rock artist.
She sadly passed away in a Minneapolis house fire at the age of 66. One of the songs that you might know, 1995, I Kissed a Girl. It's very widely considered to be the first openly gay-themed song to ever crack the Billboard Top 20.
And this isn't the Katy Perry version.
No.
This is before Katy Perry, 1995. And we laugh at the world. Do you remember the video?
Oh, yeah.
Fabio was in it with his sweet hair.
Kissed a girl.
This is so 1990s alt rock.
This is not even her best song, though.
I honestly don't know any other of Jill's songs.
Yes, you do. The theme song from Clueless, Supermodel.
Really?
Yes. And that movie, by the way, if you want to feel old, turns 30 this summer.
Oh, here's a cool guitar part. Sorry, I just all of a sudden became 22 again. crushing out on Jill Sobule as well, being like, I wish I was a girl.
My favorite part is watching you two just freak out every time you play music I don't know.
Yeah, I bet.
We're not our own little world over here, Danny.
Hey, there's a woman going viral. Have you ever gone to go get a massage and realize you're at the wrong massage parlor? This happened to a woman. She thought she was just going to get a typical body massage, did not realize she was at one of those massage parlors. Mm. And she posted a video about her experience, which is going viral. And here she is explaining what happened. If it was a dude, I think all of us would be like, likely story, but no.
I accidentally had a massage at a brothel. I went and just had a massage the other week after the gym. My neck was sore. Well, since then, I've found out that it is a full service. There were flags and they were red and waving. And when it was halfway through, a guy walked in and he was like, oh no, I'm going to wait for that other person. And I was like, yeah, whatever. She's actually giving me a great massage. But then she didn't change the towel or the face thing or anything when I left. She was just like, out, next.
Okay, that's kind of gross. I mean, there's a lot of parts of this that are kind of good. That definitely is a massive red flag.
Next. They were probably so confused as to what was there, saying, I've got a sore neck.
I mean, have you ever had like an embarrassing massage situation? Have you ever had a massage?
Once.
And how did you feel about it?
Well, I got arrested. No. I went to New York. My buddy Brian and I, he's like, hey, before we go out and get drunk, I was going to visit him. He used to do nights at the end, Brian Beck. He's like, oh, let's go get a massage. I'm like, no. Why would we get a massage before? He's like, I promise you, it's going to be a game changer. You're going to love it. It's a deep acupressure massage. I have no idea what that was. So we go to this part of New York City. We go into some place. Honestly, I thought, I'm like, is he taking me to one of these, like, happy massage
Hope
places?
Hope so.
Right? I was single at the time. Why not? Right? No. We go in there, and it's like this little lady, and she's in this room, and I'm like, I got to get down to, like, you know, my underwear. And then she proceeds to hurt me in the craziest way. It was like a deep pressure massage, and like she's practically standing on me, like giving it her all, and it's not very comfortable. I'm like, this sucks. Like, stop it. I don't like this. And I'm like, I think I even like Brian, if you can hear me, I hate you. Because I was just like, this is just awful. And we finish, and sure as us,
you finished?
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot?
No, I didn't.
At beating Steve. He has a record of 135 wins, 50 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
But he was right. The rest of the night was a lot of fun.